Okay, so we're picking up from the Gemara Mabez and Mabez. We are three lines from the bottom. We're picking up. The Gemara said, "Amar le Rav Masna Abaye." Rav Masna asked Abaye, "Ha timni havan?" In our Mishnah, we had eight cases. Again, we had shtayim shein arba bifnim, two that are four on the inside, and two that are four b'chutz. You had, and so therefore, you had a total of eight cases. However, he asks, "Tartisrei havan?" There should really be 12 cases. How do you get to that? So we know, again, that there were four cases where you were chayv midaraisa. We had two for the person who was the ani, and two for the balabayas. So then the Mishnah also told us that there was another four cases which you were pater of al aser. So now, the Gemara wants to say, though, the cases where you're pater of al aser, why don't you count that as really twice the amount? Because each one had an akira. Let's say with the balabayas was okerit, and the ani took it from him and did the anacha. So the balabayas did the akira lifting, and the ani, the poor person, did the hanach of placing it down, so we only count that as one case. But the Mishnah is asking, why don't you count that as two different cases, because each one did an Isser Derabanan. Granted, it's not an Isser Deraisa, but still you should count that as two more cases, and therefore you would come out with four extra cases, and you'd get to your number of 12. So why don't we say that that should really be 12 cases? So the Gemara says, but according to your Svara then, according to your reasoning, Shitzre Havan, there should really be 16 cases. Why should there be 16 cases? Because the Mishnah at the Seifa, the end of the Mishnah, says the case where Ha'ani Chayav U'Balabayas Potter, where the Ani does the entire Malacha, and the Balabayas was Potter, where he placed it into the Balabayas' hand. Example, right? The Ani picks it up, takes it from outside, and places it into the Balabayas' hand. So he did the Akira, and he also did the Hanacha into the Balabayas' hand, but the Balabayas is still someone there, so he's Potter over there. So that situation, you should count, if you count that case, and you count the case otherwise of the Balabayas, Chayav Ani Potter, if you count that also as four different examples, both the Balabayas and the Ani, you'll come out with four more cases as well, and then you'll have a total of 16 cases. So why don't you have the Kasha? Why are you asking, shouldn't the Mishnah have told me that there's really 12 cases? The Mishnah should have told you, once you're counting the Balabayas and the Ani as two separate people, as therefore two different cases, then you should tell me that there's really 16 cases. So the Gemara says, Amar Le, Abaye responded, Halo Kasha. That's not a Kasha for me. Why? Bishlama, I understand when it comes to Baba Deresha, when it comes to the Mishnah's first part, the first four cases, my Kasha, it's because it doesn't mention as two separate cases. Let's, again, where the Ani picks it up, takes it and puts it into the Balabayas' hand, where the Ani does both the Akira and the Hanacha. We don't count the Balabayas. Says Abaye, of Manasseh is responding to Abaye, that what? Pater mutter lo katani, that this is totally mutter on the Balabayas' end. He did nothing. What did he do? The Ani picked it up, did the Akira, and then he did the Anacha into the Balabayas' end. He did nothing. He's totally exempt. It's totally permissible. He's not a problem at all. So that wasn't Usher. So just as a Kasha, though, what do you mean? If his hand wasn't there, then the Ani wouldn't have necessarily done an Isser D'oraisa. Isn't that at the very least the Isser of Lifnei Iver Lo Sis and Michshol? So Tosfos, the very first Tosfos in Araman and Daf Gimel Bar Aleph, asked that Kasha. And Tosfos says a little bit of a difficult Okimta that maybe we're talking about a Goy. So that's a difficult Okimta because we're Chayav Chatas that and then Anonim. So the more standard answer approach to the Rishonim is that Tosfos Rishonim quotes on the side over here in Os Aleph, and also the Rush and the Ran both say this answer as well. They're saying that we're not discussing the Isser of Lifnei Iver. You're right. He did do an Isser Derabanan, at least, of Lifnei Iver. But we're not talking about that. We're in terms of Shabbos. Did he do any Isser whatsoever when it comes to Shabbos? The answer is no. Pater Mutter means from Shabbos. Al Shabbos, he did nothing wrong whatsoever, and therefore Pater Mutter Lo Katani. And now, okay, so then going back to our question. So if the Bala Bias in that situation did absolutely nothing wrong, then I don't have to count him as a separate entity for counting the numbers to get to the number of 16. However, Baba de Seifa, the Baba de Seifa, the last part of the Mishnah, where each one does a Malacha Derabanan that's Aser, the Pater of Al Aser, right? When the Balabayas does the Akira and the Ani does the Anacha, so each one did an Isser Derabanan, the other way around, where the Ani takes it from outside and the Balabayas reaches out and takes it from him. So those cases, both of them did an Isser Derabanan. So why don't you count those as two separate people, two separate cases, and come to the number of 12? So the Gemara says, Kasha, you're right, this should be a Kasha. So why does the Mishnah count all eight examples? So now, for a moment, the Mara is just gonna digress to a side question about the concept of saying that it's Pater Mutter on the Balabayas' end. When the Ani does the Akira and the Hanacha, we said that, again, that the Balabayas is totally Pater and totally Mutter on Shabbos. And Mara now asks, is that really true though? Mi'ika Bekule Shabbos Pater Mutter. Is it really true that we say on Hilchos Shabbos, when the Mishnah uses the word Pater, that it's going to be totally permissible, that it's okay? Ve'amar Shmuel, Shmuel told us a rule. Turei de Shabbos. Whenever the Mishnayos use the Lashon of Pater, that you're Pater on Shabbos, that you're exempt and you didn't do anything wrong, it's still Pater of Al Aser. Pater just meant you didn't do an Din Dereis and Iser. However, it's still Aser Midirabanan. Bar Mehanit Plas the Pater and Mutter. There are three examples of exceptions to that rule, and they are the following. Tzedas Tzvi. When someone traps a deer, what is that example? So the Mishnah, we're going to see this Mishnah Shem later on in Kuv Vav Amud Beis. The Mishnah tells us that if a person sits down at blocking a doorway when there was a deer in the house, let's say, so he blocks the deer from leaving, so then that first person is going to be over the din d'oraisa of tzeda, of doing the iser of trapping on Shabbos. However, let's say a second guy comes and also, once he was already blocked, sits next to him. So he sits next to his friend, so he didn't do anything. But now his friend gets up, so the second guy, Reuven sits down and Shimon sits next to him. Now Reuven gets up, so Shimon now is the only one blocking him. Is that okay? So once he first sat down, he didn't do anything, so even though now he's blocking it, the Mishnah tells you that that is not a problem, and that's putter. So Shmuel tells you that would be putter and totally permissible. That would be okay. That is the first example. Tzedas nachash, the second example of trapping a snake. What is that? If a person, the Mishnah Edios tells us, someone who's trapping a snake in order to prevent him from biting him, this would be a putter. That would be an example that he'd be exempt. And that would be telling you that that is putter umutter. So why is this putter to trap a snake? It's at the end of the day, it's sad. So this is what's called an important halacha over here, important rule that you should just put in your pockets for all of Maseches Shabbos. It's going to come up many times. The halacha of malacha she'ina tzricha lagufa. The malacha she'ina tzricha gufa is a malacha that literally means it's not needed for its purpose. It's not needed for its purpose. So the example over here is that when I trap a snake, if I wanted to put it in a box and a nice glass box to put it in the side in my house and trap it for the rest of my life and use it as a souvenir, that would be the Iser D'oraisa because I wanted to trap it for a purpose of me having it and keeping it trapped. However, over here, the only reason I'm trapping it is to prevent me from getting bitten. So that's what's called a malacha she'ena tzricha lagufa. And this is a machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, whether or not one is chayav on Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda actually holds an Iser D'oraisa, dude, even if it's a malacha she'ena tzricha lagufa, you would still be chayav midoraisa. Rabbi Shimon holds that it is only an Iser D'rabanan. So wait, then we're missing something over here. If it's still an Iser D'rabanan, then why is it mutter over here? Shouldn't it be usher? It's still Iser D'din D'rabanan. So Tosos point out that over here, obviously, if it was a chole, then there's no, a shayla of sakanas nefashos, then Tosfos said that's pasha, that it's mutter. We don't even mention that. That's the case of mechaben ner later on. That's not the example. We're talking about even where it was just gonna be tsar. It was a situation where a person would have, he would have pain, a big amount, a large pain, but not something that's pikuach nefesh. Even that would be mutter, and that's actually a nogea for a very important halacha lemaisa. That's not pasuking right now, but like let's say a bee, which would cause a person, if a bee, let's say, I'm assuming a bee probably would be considered tsar, where it's a tremendous amount of pain. If a person gets bitten, then it could be potentially mutter to kill it on Shabbos, because we're talking about a malacha shenitzricha legufa, because you don't want the dead body of the bee, you just want him to not bite you. So that's not called tzricha legufa potentially, but let's say killing a fly would definitely not be mutter because there's no tsar over there when you have a fly, and same thing would be with a mosquito. That's malacha shenitzricha legufa. That is why trapping a nachat, seydas nachash, is really mutter because there's tsar that's with tosos. Now, the third case, umeifis morsa, someone who pops a boil on his skin. So the reason that that's mutter is because the Mishnah, first of all, when are you chayev? If you wanted to create a long-lasting opening, then you're going to be chayev mitzad bone, that you're building on Shabbos, that you're building the whole of that boil. The same thing is similar with popping a pimple also, that if you only want the pus to come out, it would be mutter because you're not creating anything. However, the reason a pimple is usher, modern poskim quote this, Shmir Shabbos Gilgal Zapaskins, that it's usher to pop a pimple because you're going to most likely be drawing out fresh blood, which isn't another isser. If you knew for a fact, 100%, that only what coming out is the pus, I don't know how you would know this, meaning that's the point, you don't, then really that would be this din, that would be mutter. Same thing with a scab. If you know 100%, this is more likely though, if you know that a scab, it's already at the point where it's not going to cause any fresh bleeding, then actually in that situation, the Shmir Shabbos Gilchaza is Mekil, that one would be allowed to remove the skin of the scab, because this is the din over here of Mephis Morsa, which is mutter. But either way, so the Gemara just mentioned this Aga point, that we don't, we only have three examples where Pater Mutter. How is our Mishnah telling us that the situation, again, where the Ani is standing outside and he brings it inside, why is that Mutter? That should really be pater aval aser. So the Gemara says that the Baal HaBayis, why on the Baal HaBayis end, why should that be, even though it should be pater aval aser with Shmuel's rule? So the Gemara says, no, you're right, even Shmuel agrees. However, ki itzrecha le Shmuel, when is it necessary for Shmuel to teach the halacha that's pater aval aser? Only in a situation, pater de kavid maiser, where your person is performing an action. If he's performing an action like Tzeda, where he's trapping, or Mephis Mursa, where he would potentially be building, or he's actually doing an action which could have been thought that should be Aser, that's where Shmuel has to tell you the Chiddush that it's Mutter. However, Torah de Lo'avid Maisa, in a situation where a person is doing nothing, like this situation, the Baal HaBayis just accepted the item. Let's say again, the Baal HaBayis, the Ani had a piece of bread, picks it up and drops it into Baal HaBayis' hand. The Baal HaBayis did absolutely nothing. Shmuel doesn't need to even tell you that Torah de Lo'avid Maisa, Ika Tuva. There are many examples of such that in the Mishnayos, and Shmuel's rule would not apply to those examples. So then, going back to Arkasha though, that was just a side point to ask how is it that we ever have Pater Mutter, except for the three examples of Shmuel. So now the Gemara goes back and says, but wait a second, Mikom Akom, Tarta Sehavan. So now we explain that there should still be 12 acts in the Mishnah, 4 again, which you point out is the Din D'oraisa, and 8, which again, we're focusing on both the Baal HaBayis and the Ani, to get to another sum total of 12. Why does the Mishnah tell us that there's only 8 actions that are Asr on Shabbos? So the Gemara says, the only time that a person is going to mention that the situation when you're going to count it is when a person can come to Chiyav Chatas. Okay, so however, in a situation where one can't come to a chiyav chatas, an act of hanacha, right, then we're not going to count any of the acts of hanacha. Again, when you do the akira, that's who we're counting. When the Baal HaBayis took it out, so then he took it out, he did the akira. If he had placed it down, he would be chayav a chatas, and he would be chayav a din d'oraisa of Isser Shabbos. So then we counted him, only him. We don't count the placement, the hanacha of the ani. If the ani took it from his hand and put it down, if the ani took it and put it down and did the hanacha, we're not counting him, because he can never be chayav. Or the other way around, if the ani takes it from outside and puts it into the Baal HaBayis' hand, the Baal HaBayis put it down, that would be a situation where we're not going to count that, because the Baal HaBayis can never be chayav midoraisa. So says the Gemara now, Shnei and Peturin. So that's the answer that we give. That's the answer here. Now the Gemara asks, wait a second. Shnei and Peturin. So why are both the Ani and the Baal HaBayis, again, where each of them does half the malacha, where the Baal HaBayis takes it out and the Ani takes it from his hand and puts it down. So then Shnei, why are they both exemplified? Avin malacha binayu. They're the two of them. Did an Isser, at the end of the day, they created a malacha. So why don't we assume that they should be chayav? There's a shaila in the Rishonim and the Achronim. Does Gemara even have a havamina that both of them, at the end of the day, they didn't both do the malacha? So some say that really the question over here was only on the guy putting it down. The guy putting it down at the end of the day finishes the malacha. So if a person does the ending of the malacha, maybe we should assume that he is going to be chayav. So either, and others say no, that meant that really both of them were going to be chayav. They have a problem with such a havamina, but that's what some say is the havamina. So Gemara answers now, Tanya, we have a drush for this. Rebbe Omer Me'am Aretz Basosa. The Pasuk tells you, so again, the whole Pasuk reads off that it says, V'im nefesh achas tichteh b'shkama ma'aretz ba'asosa achar b'gotza l'shem asher lo ta'asena. That if a person, an individual amongst Klal Yisrael, does an avera b'shogeg, unintentionally, then ba'asosa achas l'shem lo ta'asena, if he commits one of these mitzvahs that Hashem told him not to be done, then that person is going to be bringing a korban chatas. That's what the pasuk is talking about when it comes to the korban chatas. So Rebbe's drasha is the following. Rebbe says, when the Lord Lashon says ba'asosa, that literally just means that he had committed it. However, Rebbe's drasha is ba'asosa means ba'asos osa, that you have to do the entire malacha. That is the drasha which Rebbe has, and that's what Tosfos pointed out, that this is what Rebbe meant. In order to become chayav chatas, bas os osa, you have to do the entire malacha. Ha'osa es kula v'losa es mikta. So someone has to do the entire malacha, and not just part of the malacha. Yachid v'asa osa chayav. If a person who is an individual does it single-handedly, then he's going to be chayav chatas iser d'oraisa. However, shnayim v'asu osim turin. If two of them perform the act together, each one does half, that would be an iser d'rabanan, but not an iser d'oraisa. They're both pater of al asr. Do not need to bring a chatas. So the Gemara says, "Itmar Nami." Have a similar teaching. Amar Reb Chia Bar Gamder of Gur Adamder said, "Nizrakam Nechabur Vama." They said that the following halacha, and everyone agreed to it. And what was that? They said it in front of Tamidei Chachamim. What they said, "Ba'asosa." When you committed it, Yachid Shasa Chayev. If a Yachid, an individual, does it, it is going to be Chayev. However, Shnayim Shasu Upturim. If two people do the act, you're going to be Pater. So then we see that was a proof for here. But here, the Gemara now. Boy Mine Rav Mirabi. Rav has a shaila from Rebbe. Again, Rav was a borderline Tana in Amora. He was the first generation in Amora / last generation Tana. So he was Rebbe. His Rebbe was Rebbe. So if someone's friend loaded on him food and drink, why do we use food and drink? Rashi says just because that was an example people use on Shabbos. So he put it on him, food and drink, and then in a private domain, and then that person then brought these items out by walking outside. So mahu, do we consider his walking, akiras gufo, kakiras chevetz mekom adam? Do we consider his lifting of his body, meaning starting to walk, is that considered as if he lifted the object and that's called his own akira? Or umechayev, and therefore you'd be chayev on Shabbos? Odilma lo, or maybe we could assume that if the other guy put it on his body, so it's not considered as if he did the akira at all. Maybe he is just simply called what's called walking, and walking is not an akira, it's just a hanach, and he would not be chayev. So Rebbe answered, so Amar Le, Rebbe responded, Chayav, that he is in fact, Chayav, and meaning Rebbe is coming to preempt the following question. The Mishnah says that in a situation where the Bala Bayis lifted the item and put it into the hand of the Ani, and the Ani then brought it into his outside, the Ani is putter. If you assume that the hand is considered a new akira, like the situation of walking, then bringing your hand in should be a full chiyuv on the ani, and it should be chayav. So the Gemara, Rabbi is saying that it's not fundamentally the same at all. So the Gemara says, my time, why is Rabbi saying that there's a chiluk? How gufo naya, because a person's body is considered to be resting. So the moment I start walking, if I'm standing still or if I'm sitting and I walk and start picking up myself and walk, that's considered a new akira. Or if I'm standing still and I start walking, that's also new akira. However, yado lo naya, if your hands are always considered to be really movement, it's not considered a formal resting, so therefore it's not an akira when the ani takes it outside, and he only had hanacha without an akira, and he would be putter. So now the Gemara says, Amar le Rav Chia le Rav. Rav Chia said to Rav, Bar Pachati, Rav says, Ben Gedolim, son of big people. Lo aminu lach. Didn't I tell you that what ki Rebbe amai basefta? When Rebbe is learning one basefta, he's giving a shir in Bava Metzia. Lo tishal basefta chuit. Don't start asking him kashas and chulin. Why? Dilma Dava Daita, because he's in the middle of an Ian Sugin above Matsya. You ask him right after the Shir, Ian Shaila Chula, in Chulin. He's going to be holding a different Masechta, the Lav Gavra Rabbahu. If Rebbe was not so great, he was holding an Ian Kasafta, he could have embarrassed him, and then if he was going to be embarrassed, then the Mishana Lav Shnuya, the Lav Shnuya, he would give you an answer off the cuff that wasn't a proper answer because he didn't want to embarrass himself. However, Hashemiyat Shapir Mishana Lach. However, in this situation, Rebbe was in fact correct. It sounded the Braisa taught us, Hayaton Ochlin Mashkim Ibod Yom. If someone was sitting in a Rosh Hashanah Yachid and he had a lot of food and drink on him, on Erev Shabbos, so there was no formal akira yet, be'isr, yet he walks out, so then he carried them, so he was already standing still on Erev Shabbos, and then Shabbos comes, the night, right, Seisa Kulchavim comes, and then he walks out into Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, he would in fact be chayav lefisha in the liyado. In that situation, his hand, it's not similar to one's hand, and you're chayav. So this braisa supports Rebbe, because just like you don't have a formal akira beforehand that was isr, because you put it on Erev Shabbos, your walking itself is considered a new akira, and therefore when you walk from Rosh Hashanah Yachid into Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, you are going to be chayav. Continues the Gemara now. Amar Abaye says, Pshita li. So now I understand from our Mishnah that we could say the following, that yado shel adam, that a person's hand that is extended into another shus, is not considered the status of where the person is standing. How do I know that? Eno kelokir shus rabim velok shus yach. It's not going to be extended as a halachic public domain. It's not going to be like the shus rabim. And it's not going to be like the shus yach. It's not going to be extended like the private domain. How do I know that? Kir shus rabim dalama. It's not similar to a public domain. Miyado da'ani. We can see that from the case where the Bala Bayis takes something from the poor person's hand, and he brings it, the Bala Bayis takes it from the poor person's hand and brings it into his rishus. That is, he's not chayev on that. We see that we don't consider that the poor person's hand is like a rishus rabim. If we consider the poor person's hand a rishus rabim, we would make the Bala Bayis chayev. Kirshur sayachid l'dam. It's also not similar to a private domain to situation of rishus sayachid, because biyado de Bala Bayis. Because we see that from the fact that the poor person who takes an object from the Bala Bayis's hand, and then he takes that into the Rishus Rabim, he is not chayav. So we see that in those two situations show us that the Yad itself is not like the Rishus Rabim or Rishus Yachid. However, Bai asked the following question. Bai asked, Yodo shel adam mao shitase karmelis. Is a person's hand going to be a karmelis? Karmelis we're really going to discuss on Davav. So in a few Davav, we'll see what exactly the Gedarim of karmelis. But for our purposes of now, karmelis is a din deraban, an isser deraban of hotzat, of taking out from one domain. We consider a karmelis a Rishus deraban of isser hotzat. So do we consider the person's hand and considered a hotzah on a derabanan level? So then his asked question is the following: Mikan derabanan adura legabe. Did the derabanan come along and penalize someone who extended his hand into another rishus and give it a status of a karmelis, and therefore it would be usher la adura legabe for him to retract his hand? Olo, would it not be usher for him to retract his hand? So meaning that if I accidentally took my, or we'll see, if I put my hand for Rosh Hashanah Rabbim to Rosh Hashanah Yachid, so holding something, do I have to leave my hand there or not? So the Gemara says, Tashma, let's bring a proof from the following braisa. If one hand had, if I had stuff in my hand, I had fruits in my hand, and I extend it from the Rishus Hayachid into the Rishus Rabbim into a public domain. So one says, Tana Chada, one braisa teaches you, Asur Lachzira, I have to keep my hand there the rest of Shabbos. But Tana Idach, and the other braisa tells you, Mutar Lachzira, I am permitted to take that, the hand and bring it back in to the Rishus Hayachid. So now Abaye wants to tell you the following. My love, Balkam Lifligi, isn't this the Yisod of Machlokas? This is what they're arguing about. Demar Savar, Kekarmelistama, the person who says that I'm not allowed to retract my hand, he'd be holding that it's like a Karmelist, it's an Israel abundant, and the moment I picked up my hand with fruits and stuck it into the Rishus Hayachid, Rishus Rabin rather, if I'm standing in the Rishus Hayachid, I'm not allowed to retract it because it's now a din of a Karmelist, my hand is a din of a Karmelist, I'm not allowed to bring it back. Demar Savar, and the other Tana, the other Brisa, the anonymous Brisa says, Love Kekarmelistama, he holds that I'm allowed to retract it because it's not like a Karmelist and it's fundamentally mutter. So the Gemara is now going to reject Abaye's Chakira, Abaye's interpretation in these two days. Says the Gemara, Lo, no, you can't say that you can bring a Raya for the Brises because you could say the following, Tekulei Alma Kekarmelistama. Everyone's going to agree that a person's hand is like a Karmelist. Velo Kasha, Kan Lamata Asar, the first Brisa where it says that it's us, it's where it's going to be usher is under 10 tefachim. Kan lemalavasar, where the second braisa says that it's going to be mutter, that's the one that says it's above 10 tefachim. What's the difference? Because above 10 tefachim is a makom ptur. It's totally mutter, and it's not even an isser derabanan. We're going to see about makom ptur. So therefore, you're allowed to bring it back. However, lemata masara, which is fundamentally like a rishus harabim, so there were choshesh not allow you to bring it back. So the Gemara says, ve'ibais ima, or you could say another answer to reject the bai. Idi v'idi lemata masara. Both the braisas are talking about a situation where it's below 10 tefachim. The lavki karmelist, everyone is going to disagree. Everyone says that it's not a karmelist, a fundamental new Isser Derabanan. The lokasha, yet there's still no kasha from the two braisas. How are we going to answer them? Kan mi ba'od yom. So here the second braisa refers to where you did it while it was still daytime. Kan mi chasheicha. So where I did it while it was still daytime, that is going to be mutter. Because I didn't do an Akira that was Isser, right? Because I did it before Shabbos. And then, Kan Meshachesha. However, the first braisa where it says it's Isser, that was after Shabbos. And I'm going to assume that it's us. Mibod yom lo katsur abanan in a situation where it's mibod yom. So then we're assuming that they're abanan. We're not kones. So we don't say that there's an iser because there was no iser done on Erev Shabbos. However, mishecha shecha katsur rabanan. At nighttime, we assume that the rabanan did penalize a person. So continues more with the kasha though. Adir Rabba, you could ask the following. No, you could ikum establish. Shouldn't in svara in logic you would assume the opposite. Mibod yom where I extended the hand during the daytime. If I accidentally dropped the item down after that, or I dropped it down, then I'm not going to be chayav achatas because I did the akira on Erev Shabbos. So all there was a hanacha. It's never going to come to an iser deraisa. Like nusur rabban, the rabbis should only make a situation where you're penalized in that situation. However, mishecha shecha at a time where I extend it after nightfall, where it's already Tesek Uchavim and it's Shabbos, the Shadile Aisid Bedele Chiv Chatas, if in a situation where a person is going to throw the object down, he would be a Chiv Chatas because he took an Akira during Shabbos, and the Hanach is also going to be done during Shabbos. Lo Liknis Rabban, and then the rabbis should not penalize him because if we assume that he accidentally will make a mistake, it's going to lead to an Isser Daraisa, so then the rabbis should come along and not say their Takana in that situation. And the Gemara says now, Midaloka Bachin Hacha, from the fact that the Rabbanan didn't give this Teretz to this answer, Tishot the maybe this should answer the famous suffix of Rabbi. What was the suffix? The Bayer of Rabbi had the following suffix. Hidvik pats betanar. If someone attached bread, literally dough, but he's making bread inside a wall of an oven. So they used to bake bread. At times of Gemara, they used to like stick it and paste it to the walls of an oven, not like we have like shelves, formal shelves. They used to stick it to the oven. So the question is, if he accidentally did that on Shabbos, would we be allowed to eat tirler doso kodam shevla dichaktas? Can a person remove it outside of the oven before he'll come to an iser deraisa on Shabbos? Olo itir, or we did not permitted to do so. What's the iser? So because the iser is, there's a radias apas. Radias apas, the Gemara calls malacha ve'ino chachma ve'ino malacha. It's not a malacha, it's just removing it. So why is it aser? There's a machlokas we've shown about this. Rambam says that it's an iser because you're going to make a mistake. Obviously, you're going to come to cook real things. You're going to come to start playing with the oven. So it's an iser derabanan because you're going to lead to doing an iser deraisa of ofe. However, the Ran says, no, it's called uvda dechol. It's a weekday activity. It's aser on Shabbos. So either way, though, when a person does the malach of ofe, when he bakes the bread, again, he stuck it in accidentally. You stuck it into the pot accidentally. Should you be allowed to remove it or not at this point? Should we assume that you should avoid the iser deraisa or use an iser derabanan? Now you're not actively allowed to violate the iser derabanan. So the Gemara is saying, tisha delovi tir. Maybe we could bring a raya from over here that you're not allowed to remove it. That's what the Gemara was answering. The Rishonim asked the kasha though. Well, there's fundamental difference from the two cases. Here I'm vada going to be over the iser deraisa. There we're talking about making a takana, which I might do an iser deraisa of dropping the item. So why would there be a tushel? But that's what the Gemara says. That's what the Rishonim. Okay, I'm the Rishonim to for entire. So Gemara now answers. Halo kasha again. So we're saying that we tivsho and Hanami, this should answer the suffix that according to Rav Beva Bar Abaye, you would be in fact not allowed to remove the pas that you accidentally, the bread that you accidentally put in the oven, you would not allow it to be removed for the fact that there's an Isra Rabban out of here. The Gemara says, Ibai Sima, maybe you could say, Lo'olam Tavdilo Tishot. Don't answer a Biba Bar Abaye, Velo Kasha. Kan Beshogi. The two prices could be answered completely different fashion. That one case, the second price which discusses, where it's a case of Shogig without realizing it was Shabbos. And Kaba Mezid, where the first price was said it was Usr, that is talking about where you did it Bemezid. So then, where you stuck out your hand. So there the Gemara says, Beshogig, Lo Kan Tzerabano. In a situation where you did it accidentally stuck at your hand, then you're allowed to bring it back. However, Bemezid Kan Tzerabano. In a situation where you did it on purpose, then you are going to not be allowed to remove your hand back because you did it on purpose. So the Gemara says, Vibai Sim, another explanation. Both situations are where you did a b'shogeg. The rabbis are discussing maybe we should, because a person is always going to say, oh no, I accidentally stuck up my hand, and he's never going to have a, because he doesn't want to leave his hand there the whole Shabbos. So they're arguing whether or not we say that when every situation, if a person sticks out his hand, he is no longer allowed to bring it back in because everyone's going to tell that they did it by accident. Mar Savar, the first Tana who says Machmir, he's going to say, we made all situations, even if you accidentally stick out your hand into the Rosh Hashanah, you're not allowed to pull it back because everyone's going to tie into that. Umar Safar, no, lo consider shogeg ato mezid. We do not penalize a person by doing it by accident. Only in a situation where you did it by mezid would we penalize you. The Gemara gives another explanation. Now, v'ibais ema le'olam lo consider that in a situation we're going to say that everyone's going to agree that they don't make a situation of accidental bringing it out. It's going to be an iser. V'lo kasha, how are we going to answer the brisa? Kan osu chaser. Here we're talking about the second case of the brisa was bringing it back to the same chaser, the same yard where you were standing in, that's going to be us going to be mutter. However, kan lachatzer lecheres, to bring it to a different rishus yachid is going to be usher. How do we know that? The bayer of Rav Nachman or Rava asked Rav Nachman the shayla. I say the malach peres vatzil lachutz. If a person's hand was a lot of fruit and he accidentally stuck it outside, malach zir also chatzer. Can I bring it back to my same yard? But if I did it by accident, and he said Amar Leir, Rav Nachman said yes, mutter. You could bring it back to your own same yard. However, lachatzer lecheres. What about a different rishus yachid? So Amar Leir, Rav Nachman responded usher. It would not be allowed. So the Gemara Rava asks, though, umayshna, but at the end of the day, what's the difference between the cases? What, at the end of the day, I'm bringing it back into the yard. What's the problem? So the Gemara says, l'chiticho le'alai kor tomilcher. If Nachman responded, when you give me a core of salt, and a shear of salt, then I'll tell you the difference. Rashi says, tupshatim. Either he was making fun of him, or the second one, he was saying that even if you tell me this, you can't compare the two cases. It's not similar at all. Like the salt, it's a different situation. So the Gemara says, what's the teretz? Hasam lo isavin machshavto. That there, when I'm bringing it back to the same rishus, I didn't do anything. I brought the fruit out. I intended to bring it out. Now I'm bringing it back into the same chatzar. However, when I bring it out and I put it into a different chatzar, I'm fundamentally accomplishing what I wanted to accomplish, and therefore it's usher. So therefore, he said the two cases are fundamentally different, and that would be answering this theorem in the braisa. Adkan for today.